allowed to use magic outside of school. Besides, if Uncle Vernon...
Harry Potter!
Now you've done it. He's in there. Vernon?
I'm warning you. If you can't control that bloody bird, it'll have to go.
But she's bored. If I could only let her out for an hour or two.
Well, so you can send secret messages to your freaky little friends. No, sir.
But I haven't had any messages from any of my friends. Not one. All summer.
Who'd want to be friends with you?
I should think you'd be a little more grateful. We raised you since you were a baby, giving you the food off our table, even let you have Dudley's second bedroom, purely out of the goodness of our hearts.
Not now, Popkins, but when the Masons arrive.
Which should be any minute. Now, let's go over our schedule once again, shall we? Petunia, when the Masons arrive, you will be...
in the lounge, waiting to welcome them graciously to our home.
Good. And Dudley, you will be...
I'll be waiting to open the door.
Excellent. And you?
I'll be in my bedroom, making no noise and pretending that I don't exist.
Too right you will. With any luck, this could well be the day I make the biggest deal of my career. And you will not mess it up.
Mr. and Mrs. Mason, welcome
to... Harry Potter. Such an honour it is.
Who are you?
Dobby, sir. Dobby the house elf.
Not to be rude or anything, but this isn't a great time for me to have a house elf in my bedroom.
Oh, yes, sir. Dobby understands. It's just that Dobby has come to tell you. It is difficult, sir. Dobby wonders where to begin.
Why don't you sit down?
Sit down? Sit down?
Dobby, shush, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything.
Offend Dobby? Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir, but never has he been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal.
You can't have met many decent wizards, then.
No, I haven't. That was an awful thing to say. Dobby!
Stop! Dobby!
Dobby!
Dobby, please, stop!
Oh, don't mind that. It's just the cat.
Dobby! Are you all right?
Dobby had to punish himself, sir. Dobby almost spoke ill of his family, sir.
Your family?
The wizard family Dobby serves, sir. Dobby is bound to serve one family forever, if they ever knew Dobby was here. But Dobby had to come. Dobby has to protect Harry Potter, to warn him. Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry this year. There is a plot to make most terrible things happen.
What terrible things? Who's plotting them?
Oh, he can't say. No.
Okay, I understand. You can't say. Dobby, put the lamp down.
So, when they arrive at the ninth hole...
Give me the lamp.
Dobby, stop.
Get in there and keep quiet.
What the devil are you doing up here?
I was just...
You just ruined the punchline of my Japanese golfer joke.
Sorry.
One more sound, and you'll wish you'd never been born, boy. And fix that door.
Yes, sir. Do you always got to go back? I don't belong here. I belong in your world, a Hogwarts. It's the only place I've got friends.
Friends who don't even write to Harry Potter?
Well, I expect they've been... Hang on. How do you know my friends haven't been writing to me?
Harry Potter mustn't be angry with Dobby. Dobby hoped if Harry Potter thought his friends had forgotten him, Harry Potter might not want to go back to school, sir.
Give me those. Now.
No!
Dobby, get back here! Dobby, please, no.
Harry Potter must say he's not going back to school.
I can't. Hogwarts is my home.
Then Dobby must do it, sir. For Harry Potter's own good.
It would spread as far as the eye could see all over the floor of this vast building. It's this deep. And one plumber said, look, I'm all out of water. And the second plumber said, yes, and that's just the top of it.
I'm so sorry. It's my nephew. He's very disturbed. Meeting strangers upsets him. That's why I kept him upstairs.
You're never going back to that school. You're never going to see those freaky friends of yours again. Never!
Rescuing you, of course. Now, come on, get your trunk. You better stand back. Let's go.
Oh,
not much, but it's home.
I think it's brilliant.
Where have you been? Harry,
pleasant to see you, dear. Bed's empty. No note. Car gone. You must have died. You could have been seen. Of course, I don't blame you, Harry, dear.
They were starving him, Mum. There were bars on his window.
Well, you best hope I don't put bars on your window, Ronald Weasley. Come on, Harry. Time for a spot of breakfast. Here we are, Harry. Now, tuck in. That's it. There we go.
Mummy, have you seen my jumper?
Yes, it was on the cat.
How? What did I do? Ginny, she's been talking about your summer. A bit annoying, really.
Morning, Weasleys!
Morning, sir!
What a night. 9 raids. 9!
Raids? Dad works in the Ministry of Magic, in the Misuse of Muggle Artifacts office. Dad loves muggles. Thinks they're fascinating.
Well done.
And who are you?
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm Harry, sir. Harry Potter.
Good Lord. Are you really? Well, Ron's told us all about you, of course. When did he get here?
This morning. Your sons flew that enchanted car of yours to Surrey and back last night.
Did you really? How'd it go?
Oh, no.
I mean, that was very wrong indeed, boys. Very wrong of you. Now, Harry, you must know all about muggles. Tell me, what exactly is the function of a rubber duck?
Oh,
Well, that could be error with the post. Oh, fetch it, will you, Percy, please?
Oh?
He's always doing that.
Oh, look, it's our Hogwarts letters.
Oh!
And the Sentence Harry's as well.
Dumbledore must know you're here, Harry. Doesn't miss a trick, that man.
Oh, no.
This lot won't come cheap, Mum. The spell books alone are very expensive.
We'll manage. There's only one place we're going to get all of this. Diagon Alley. Right. Here we are, Harry. You go first, dear.
But Harry's never travelled by flu powder before, Mum.
Flu powder?
Oh, well, you go first, Ron, so that Harry can see how it's done. Yes. In you go.
Diagon Alley!
See? It's quite easy, dear. Don't be afraid. Come on. Come on. In you go. That's it. Mind your head. That's right. Now take your flu powder. That's it. Very good. Now don't forget to speak very, very clearly.
Diagonally.
What did he say, dear?
Diagonally.
I thought he did.
Are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
Come with us. We'll help you find your way back.
No, please.
Harry?
Hagrid.
What do you think you're doing down here?
Come on. You're a mess, Harry. Skulking round Nocturne Alley. Dodgy place. Don't want no one to see you there. People would think you were up to no good.
I was lost. Hang on. What were you doing down there, then?
Me? Oh, I was looking for flesh-eating snugger pallet. They're ruining all the school cabbages.
Harry! Hagrid!
Hello, Hermione.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Well, it's great to see you, too.
What did you do to your glasses? Oculus repairers.
I definitely need to remember that one.
You'll be all right now then, Harry. Right, I'll leave you to it then.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you, bye.
Come on, everyone's been so worried.
Oh, Harry, thank goodness. We hope you'd only gone one grade too far.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gilroy Lockhart.
Mum Fancy's here.
Make way there, please. Let me by, madam. Thank you. Excuse me, little girl. This is for the Daily Prophet.
It can't be Harry Potter.
Harry Potter!
Excuse me, madam.
Nice big smile, Harry. Together you and I rate the front page. Ladies and gentlemen, what an extraordinary moment this is. When young Harry stepped into Flourish and Blotts this morning to purchase my autobiography, Magical Me. Which, incidentally, is currently celebrating its 27th week atop the Daily Prophet bestseller list. He had no idea that he would in fact be leaving with my entire collected works free of charge. Right. Ladies.
Harry, yes. Now you give me those. If I get them signed. All of you wait outside. That's it, Ron.
But you loved that, didn't you, Potter? Famous Harry Potter. Can't even go to a bookshop without making the front page.
Leave him alone.
Oh, look, Potter. You've got yourself a girlfriend.
Now, Draco, play nicely. Mr. Potter. Lucius Malfoy. We meet at last. Forgive me. Your scar is legend. As, of course, is the wizard who gave it to you.
Voldemort killed my parents. He was nothing more than a murderer.
He must be very brave. Mention his name. Or very foolish.
Fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself.
And you must be Miss Granger. Yes, Drake has told me all about you and your parents. Muggles, aren't they? Let me see. Red hair, vacant expression. Tatty, second-hand book. You must be at the Weasleys.
Children, is man in here? Let's go outside.
Well, well, well. Weasley Senior.
Lucius.
Is it time at the Ministry, Arthur? All those extra raids. I do hope they're paying you overtime. But judging by the state of this, I'd say not. What's the use in being a disgrace to the name of wizard if they don't even pay you well for it?
We have a very different idea about what disgraces the name of wizard, Malfoy.
Clearly. Associating with muggles. And I thought your family could sink no lower. I'll see you at work.
See you at school.
For some reason.
The train leaves at exactly 11 o'clock. We've missed it.
Harry, if we can't get through, maybe Mum and Dad can't get back.
Maybe we should just go and wait by the car.
The car?
Most muggles aren't accustomed to seeing a flying car.
Right. Oh no! The invisibility booster must be faulty.
Well, come on then. Let's go lower. We need to find the train.
Okay.
Now all we need to do is catch up with the train.
We can't be far behind.
Do you hear that?
We must be getting close.
Hold on.
Oh.
covers. You okay? The car!
Kill me.
See, Hedwig. So a house elf shows up in my bedroom. We can't get through the barrier to platform 9 3/4. We almost get killed by a tree. Clearly someone doesn't want me here this year.
Well, take a good look, lads. This night might well be the last you spend in this castle. Oh, dear, we are in trouble.
You were seen by no less than 7 muggles. Do you have any idea how serious this is? You have risked the exposure of our world. Not to mention the damage you inflicted on a Whomping Willow that's been on these grounds since before you were born.
Honestly, Professor Snape, I think it did more damage to us.
Silence!
I assure you
that were you in Slytherin and your fate rested with me, the both of you would be on the train home tonight. As it is,
they are not.
Professor Dumbledore. Professor McGonagall.
Headmaster. These boys have flouted the decree for the restriction of underage wizardry. As such...
I am well aware of our bylaws, Severus, having written quite a few of them myself. However, it is head of Gryffindor House. It is for Professor McGonagall to determine the appropriate action.
We'll go and get our stuff then.
What are you talking about, Mr. Weasley?
You're going to expel us, aren't you?
Not today, Mr. Weasley. But I must impress on both of you the seriousness of what you have done. I will be writing to your families tonight, and you will both receive detention.
We're going to repot mandrakes. Who here can tell me the properties of the mandrake root?
Yes, Miss Granger.
Mandrake, or mandragora, is used to return those who've been petrified to their original state. It's also quite dangerous. The mandrake's cry is fatal to anyone who hears it.
Excellent. 10 points to Gryffindor. Now, as our mandrakes are still only seedlings, their cries won't kill you yet. But they could knock you out for several hours, which is why I've given each of you a pair of earmuffs for auditory protection. So could you please put them on right away? Quickly. Flaps tight down and watch me closely. You grasp your mandrake firmly. You pull it sharp out of the pot. Got it? And now you dunk it down into the other pot and pour a little... sprinkling of soil to keep him warm. Longbottom's been neglecting his earmuffs.
No, ma'am. He's just fainted.
Yes, well, let's leave him there. Right, on we go. Plenty of pots to go around. Grasp your mandrake and pull it up.
There's Nelly Headless Nick.
Hello, Percy. Miss Clearwater.
Hello, Sir Nicholas.
Say it. I'm doomed. You're doomed.
Hi, Harry. I'm Colin Creevy. I'm in Gryffindor too.
Oh, hi, Colin. Nice to meet you.
Ron, is that your owl?
Bloody bird's a menace. Oh, no.
Look, everyone. Weasley's got himself a howler.
Go on, Ron. I ignored one from my gran once. It was horrible.
Ronald Weasley! How dare you steal that car? I am absolutely disgusted! Your father's now facing an inquiry at work, and it's entirely your fault! If you put another toe out of line, we'll bring you straight home!
Oh, and Ginny, dear, congratulations on making Gryffindor. Your father and I are so proud.
Let me introduce you to your new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. Me. Gilderoy Lockhart. Order of Merlin, third class. Honorary member of the Dark Force Defense League and 5 times winner of Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award. But I don't talk about that. I didn't get rid of the band and banshee by smiling at them. Now, be warned. It is my job to arm you against the foulest creatures known to wizard kind. You may find yourselves facing your worst fears in this room. Know only that no harm can befall you whilst I am here. I must ask you not to scream. It might provoke them!
Cornish pixies?
Freshly caught Cornish pixies. Last of you will, Mr. Finnegan. The pixies can be devilishly tricky little blighters. Let's see what you make of them. No! Come on now, round them up, they're in the pixies! Free to just nip the rest of them back into their cage.
What do we do now?
Immobilize! Why is it always me?
I spent the summer devising a whole new Quidditch program. We are going to train earlier, harder, and longer. What? I don't believe it. Where do you think you're going, Flint?
Quidditch practice.
I booked the pitch for Gryffindor today.
Easy, Wood. I've got a note.
I saw trouble.
I, Professor Severus Snape, do hereby give the Slytherin team permission to practice today, owing to the need to train their new seeker. You've got a new seeker. Who?
Malfoy?
That's right. And that's not all that's new this year.
Those are Nimbus 2001s. How did you get those?
A gift from Draco's father.
You see, Weasley, unlike some, my father can afford the best.
At least no one on the Gryffindor team had to buy their way in. They got in on pure talent.
No one asked your opinion, you filthy little mudblood. She'll pay for that one, Malfoy. Eat slugs!
You okay, Ron? Say something! Wow! Can you turn it around, Harry?
No, Colin, get out of the way.
Let's take him to Hagrid.
He'll know what to do.
This calls for specialist equipment. Nothing to do but wait till it starts, I'm afraid. Better out than in. Who's Ron trying to curse anyway?
Malfoy. He calls Hermione. Well, I don't know exactly what it means.
He called me a mudblood.
He did not.
What's a mudblood?
It means dirty blood. Mudblood's a really foul name for someone who is muggle-born, someone with non-magic parents, someone like me. It's not a term one usually hears in civilized conversation.
See, the thing is, Harry, there's some wizards, like the Malfoy family, who think they're better than everyone else because they're what people call pure blood.
That's horrible. It's disgusting.
And it's codswallop to boot. Dirty blood. Why, there isn't a wizard alive today that's not half-blood or less. More to the point, they've yet to think of a spell that our Hermione can't do. Come here. Don't you think on it, Hermione. Don't you think on it for 1 minute. Me?
Harry, Harry, Harry. Can you possibly imagine a better way to serve detention than by helping me to answer my fan mail?
Not really.
Fame is a fickle friend, Harry. Celebrity is as celebrity does. Remember that.
What?
Sorry?
That voice.
Voice?
Didn't you hear it?
What are you talking about, Harry? I think we're getting a bit, drowsy. And great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Spooky.
Voice.
I heard it first in Lockhart's office, and then again, just... It's moving. I think it's going to kill.
Kill? Harry, wait! Not so far!
Strange. I've never seen spiders act like that.
don't like spiders. What's that?
Chamber of Secrets has been opened. Enemies of the air, beware. It's written in blood.
Oh, no.
Filch's cat. Mrs. Norris. Enemies of the air, beware. You'll be next, mudbloods.
What's going on here? Come on, make way, make way.
What are you...
Mrs. Norris?
You've murdered my cat.
No.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you!
Argus! Argus, I... Everyone will proceed to the dormitories immediately. Everyone except you three.
Ravenclaws, follow me.
She's not dead, Argus. She has been petrified.
Ah, thought so. So unlucky I wasn't there. I know exactly the counter curse that could have spared her.
Well, how she's been petrified, I cannot say.
Ask him. It's him who's done it. You saw what he wrote on the wall.
It's not true, sir, I swear. I never touched Mrs. Norris.
Rubbish.
If I might, Headmaster. Perhaps Potter and his friends were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. However, the circumstances are suspicious. I, for one, don't recall seeing Potter at dinner.
I'm afraid that's my doing, Severus. You see, Harry was helping me answer my fan mail.
That's why Ron and I went looking for him, Professor. We just found him when he said...
Yes, Miss Granger?
When I said I wasn't hungry. We were heading back to the common room when we found Mrs. Norris.
Innocent until proven guilty, Severus.
Marquette has been petrified. I want to see some punishment!
We will be able to cure her, Argus. As I understand it, Madam Sprout is a very healthy growth of mandrakes. A matured portion will be made which will revive Mrs. Norris. And in the meantime, I strongly recommend caution to all.
You hear this voice, a voice only you can hear, and then Mrs. Norris turns up petrified. It's just strange.
Do you think I should have told them? Dumbledore and the others, I mean.
Are you mad?
No, Harry. Even in the wizarding world, hearing voices isn't a good sign.
She's right, you know.
Could I have your attention, please? Right. Now, today, we will be transforming animals into water goblets. Like so. One, two, three. Ferroverto.
Now it's your turn.
Well, who would like to go first?
Ah, Mr. Weasley. One, two, three. Ferroverto.
Roberto.
That wand needs replacing, Mr. Weasley. Yes, Miss Granger?
Professor, I was wondering if you could tell us about the Chamber of Secrets.
Very well. Well, you all know, of course, that Hogwarts was founded over 1,000 years ago by the 4 greatest witches and wizards of the age. Godric Gryffindor, Helga Hufflepuff, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Salazar Slytherin. Now, 3 of the founders coexisted quite harmoniously. 1 did not.
3 guesses who?
Salazar Slytherin wished to be more selective about the students admitted to Hogwarts. He believed magical learning should be kept within all magic families. In other words, pure bloods. Unable to sway the others, he decided to leave the school. Now, according to legend, Slytherin had built a hidden chamber in this castle known as the Chamber of Secrets. Thus, shortly before departing, he sealed it until that time when his own true heir returned to the school. The heir alone would be able to open the chamber and unleash the horror within, and by so doing, purge the school of all those who, in Slytherin's view, were unworthy to study magic.
Muggleborn.
Well, naturally, the school has been searched many times. No such chamber has been found.
Professor, what exactly does legend tell us lies within the chamber?
Well, the chamber is said to be home to something that only the heir of Slytherin can control. It is said to be the home of a monster.
Do you think it's true? Do you think there really is a chamber of secrets?
Yes. Can you tell? McGonagall's worried, all the teachers are.
But if there really is a chamber of secrets, and it really has been opened, and that means...
The heir of Slytherin has returned to Hogwarts. The question is, who is it?
Let's think. Who do we know who thinks all Muggleborns are scum?
We're talking about Malfoy.
Of course, you heard him. He'll be next month, lads.
I heard him, but Malfoy, the heir of Slytherin.
Well, maybe Ron's right, Hermione. I mean, look at his family. A whole lot of them have been in Slytherin for centuries.
Crab and Goyle must know. Maybe we could trick them into telling.
Even they aren't that thick. But there might be another way. Mind you, it would be difficult. Not to mention we'd be breaking about 50 school rules. And it'll be dangerous. Very dangerous. Here it is. The Polyjuice Potion. Properly brewed, the Polyjuice Potion allows the drinker to transform himself temporarily into the physical form of another.
You mean if Harry and I drink that stuff, we'll turn into Crab and Goyle?
Yes.
Wicked. Malfoy will tell us anything.
Exactly. But it's tricky. I've never seen a more complicated potion.
Well, how long will it take to make?
A month.
A month? But Hermione, if Malfoy is the heir of Slytherin, he could attack half the Muggleborns in the school by then.
I know. But it's the only plan we've got.
Thank you. word with that ad.
I'll stop it.
No, even with a proper one, it's too risky. You could hit Harry.
Harry, I will fix that arm of yours straight away.
No. Not you.
Oh, poor boy, he doesn't know what he's saying. Now, this won't hurt a bit. Brachiam. Emendo. Ah, yes. Well, that can sometimes happen. The point is, you can no longer feel any pain. And very clearly the bones are not broken.
Broken? There's no bones left!
Much more flexible, though.
Oh, Mr. Balfour, stop making such a fuss. You can go. Out of my way. Out of my way. Should have been brought straight to me. I can mend bones in a heartbeat, but growing them back...
You will be able to, won't you?
Oh, I'll be able to, certainly. But it'll be painful. You're going for a rough night, Potter. Regrowing bones is a nasty business. Well, what do you expect, pumpkin juice?
I should have listened to Dobby. Harry Potter should have gone back home when he missed the train.
It was you. You stopped the barrier from letting Ron and me through.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
You nearly got Ron and me expelled.
At least you would be away from here. Harry Potter must go home. Dobby thought his bludger would be enough to make Harry Potter see that...
Your bludger? You made that bludger chase after me?
Dobby feels most aggrieved, sir. Dobby had to iron his hands.
You better clear off before my bones come back, Dobby, or I might strangle you.
Dobby is used to death threats, sir. Dobby gets them 5 times a day at home.
I don't suppose you could tell me why you're trying to kill me.
Not kill you, sir. Never kill you. Dobby remembers how it was before Harry Potter triumphed over he who must not be named. We house elves were treated like vermin, sir. Of course, Dobby is still treated like vermin.
Why do you wear that thing, Dobby?
This, sir, tis a mark of the house elves' enslavement. Dobby can only be freed if his master presents him with clothes. Listen! Terrible things are about to happen at Hogwarts. Harry Potter must not stay here now that history is to repeat itself.
Repeat itself? You mean this has happened before?
I shouldn't have said that. Dobby!
Stop, Dobby! Tell me, Dobby, when did this happen before? Who's doing it now?
Dobby cannot say, sir. Dobby only wants Harry Potter to be safe.
No, Dobby. Tell me, who is it?
There's been another attack.
I think he's been petrified. Madam Pomfrey. Look, perhaps he managed to take a picture of his attacker. What can this mean, Albus?
It means that our students are in great danger.
What should I tell the staff?
The truth. Tell them Hogwarts is no longer safe. It is as we feared, Minerva. The Chamber of Secrets has indeed been opened again.
Again? You mean the Chamber of Secrets has been opened before?
Of course. Did you see? Lucius Malfoy must have opened it when he was at school here. And now he's told Draco how to do it.
Maybe. We'll have to wait for the Polyjuice potion to know for sure.
Enlighten me. Why are we brewing this potion in broad daylight in the middle of a girl's lavatory? Don't you think we'll get caught?
No. No one ever comes in here.
Why?
Moaning Myrtle.
Who?
Moaning Myrtle.
Who's Moaning Myrtle?
I'm Moaning Myrtle! I wouldn't expect you to moan me. Who would ever talk about ugly, miserable, moping, moaning Myrtle? She's a little sensitive.
Gather round! Gather round. Can everybody see me? Can you all hear me? Excellent. In light of the dark events of recent weeks, Professor Dumbledore has granted me permission to start this little dueling club to train you all up in case you ever need to defend yourselves, as I myself have done on countless occasions. For full details, see my published work. Let me introduce my assistant, Professor Snape. He has sportingly agreed to help me with a short demonstration. Now, I don't want any of you youngsters to worry. You'll still have your potions master when I'm through with him. Never fear.
3.
Expelliarmus!
Didn't it all right?
Who cares?
An excellent idea to show them that, Professor Snape, but if you don't mind me saying, it was pretty obvious what you're about to do. And if I had wanted to stop you, it would have been only too easy.
Perhaps it would be prudent to first teach the students to block unfriendly spells, Professor.
An excellent suggestion, Professor Snape. Let's have a volunteer pair. Potter, Weasley, how about you?
Weasley's wand causes devastation with the simplest spells. We'll be sending Potter to the hospital wing in a matchbox. Might I suggest someone from my own house? Malfoy, perhaps?
Good luck, Potter.
Thank you, sir.
One's at the ready.
Scared, Potter. You wish.
On the count of 3, cast your charms to disarm your opponent. Only to disarm. We don't want any accidents here. 1. 2.
Inverte Satis!
I said disarm only.
Seven thought here.
Don't move, Potter. I'll get rid of it for you.
Allow me, Professor Snape. Volate ascendere!
Hera, Ivanesca.
What are you playing at?
You're a possum, Mouth. Why don't you tell us?
I'm a what?
You can talk to snakes.
I know. I mean, I accidentally set a python on my cousin Dudley at the zoo once. Once. But so what? I bet loads of people here can do it.
No, they can't. It's not a very common gift, Harry. This is bad.
What's bad? If I hadn't told that snake not to attack Justin...
Oh, that's what you said to it.
You were there. You heard me.
I heard you speaking parcel tongue. Snake language.
I spoke a different language. But I didn't realize... How can I speak a language without knowing I can?
I don't know, Harry, but it sounded like you were egging the snake on or something. Harry, listen to me. There's a reason the symbol of Slytherin House is a serpent. Salazar Slytherin was a parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes, too.
Exactly. Now the whole school's going to think you're his great-great-great-grandson or something.
But I'm not. It can't be.
He lived 1,000 years ago. For all we know, you could be.
see you back in common room.
Caught him yet? I'll have you out this time, Potter. Mark my words.
No, Mr. Filch. You don't understand. Well, I didn't.
This is out of my hands, Potter.
Professor Dumbledore will be waiting for you.
Sherbet Lemon.
Be in your bonnet, Potter.
I was just wondering if you put me in the right house.
Yes. You were particularly difficult to place. But I stand by what I said last year. You would have done well in Slytherin.
You're wrong. Professor,
your bird, there was nothing I could do. He just caught fire.
Oh, and about time, too. He's been looking dreadful for days. Pity you had to see him on a burning day. Fawkes is a phoenix, Harry. They burst into flame when it is time for them to die. And then they are reborn from the ashes. Fascinating creatures, phoenixes. They can carry immensely heavy loads and their tears of healing powers.
Professor Dumbledore, sir. Wait. Listen. Professor Dumbledore, sir. It wasn't Harry.
Hagrid.
In fact, I'd be prepared to swear it in front of the Ministry of Magic.
Hagrid! Relax. I do not believe that Harry attacked anyone.
No, of course you don't. And... Oh. Oh, right. Well, I'll, I'll just wait outside then.
You don't think it was me, Professor?
No, Harry. I do not think it was you. But I must ask you, is there something you wish to tell me?
No, sir. Nothing.
Very well, then. Off you go.
Changing into
Crab and Goyle.
We also need to make sure that the real Crab and Goyle can't burst in on us while we're interrogating Malfoy.
How?
I've got it all worked out. I fill these with a simple sleeping draught. Simple, but powerful. Now, once they're asleep, hide them in the broomstick cupboard and pull out a few of their hairs and put on their uniforms.
Who shall we hear ripping out then?
I've already got mine. Millicent Bulstrode. Slytherin. I got this off her robes. I'm going to go check on the Polyjuice potion. Make sure that Crab and Goyle find these.
Well, maybe I should do it.
Yeah, right.
Wingardium Leviosa. How thick could you get? Come on, let's get him.
We'll have exactly 1 hour before we change back into ourselves. Add the hairs.
Ugh. Essence of crab.
Cheers.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Me too.
Sound like ourselves. You need to sound more like Crab.
Bloody hell.
Excellent.
But where's Hermione?
I don't think I'm going. You go on without me.
Hermione, are you okay?
Just go. You're wasting time.
Come on. I think the Slytherin common room's this way.
Okay.
Excuse me.
What are you doing down...
What are you doing down here?
I happen to be a school prefect. You, on the other hand, have no business wandering the corridors at this time of night. What are your names again?
I'm...
Crab, Coyle, where have you two been? Pigging out in the Great Hall all this time.
Why are you wearing glasses?
Reading.
Reading?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could read. And what are you doing down here, Weasley?
Mind your attitude, Malfoy.
Well, sit down.
You'd never know the Weasleys were pure bloods, the way they behave. They're an embarrassment to the wizarding world, all of them. What's wrong with you, Crab?
Stomachache.
You know, I'm surprised that the Daily Prophet hasn't done a report on all these attacks. I suppose Dumbledore's trying to hush it all up. Father always said that Dumbledore was the worst thing that ever happened to this place.
You're wrong!
What? You think there's someone here who's worse than Dumbledore? Well, do you?
Harry Potter?
Good one, Goyle. You're absolutely right. Saint Potter. And people actually think that he's the heir of Slytherin?
But then you must have some idea who's behind it all.
You know I don't, Goyle. I told you yesterday. How many times do I have to tell you? Is this yours? But my father did say this. It's been 50 years since the chamber was opened. He wouldn't tell me who opened it, only that they were expelled. The last time the Chamber of Secrets was opened, a mudblood died. So it's only a matter of time before one of them is killed this time. As for me, I hope it's Granger.
What's the matter with you two? You're acting very odd.
It is stomachache. Calm down.
Scar.
Hey, where are you going?
That was close.
Hermione, come out. We've got loads to tell you.
Go away. Wait till you see. It's awful.
Hermione? Are you okay?
Do you remember me telling you that the Polyjuice Potion was only for human transformations? It was cat hair I plucked off Millicent Bulstrode's robes. Look at my face.
Look at your tail.
Have you spoken to Hermione?
She should be out of hospital in a few days. When she stops coughing up furballs. What's this?
Yuck!
Looks like Moaning Myrtle flooded the bathroom. Why would I throw something at you?
Don't ask me. Here I am, minding my own business, and someone thinks it's funny to throw a book at me.
But it can't hurt if someone throws something at you. I mean, it'll just go right through you.
Look out!
all throw books at Myrtle because she can't feel it. 10 points if you get it through her stomach. 50 points if it goes through her head.
But who threw it at you anyway?
I don't know. I didn't see them. I was just sitting in the yew bend thinking about death. Oh, and it fell through the top of my head.
Excuse me. Could you tell me what's going on here? Are you Tom Riddle? Hello, can you hear me?
Professor Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
It is not wise to be wandering around this late hour, Tom.
Yes, Professor. I suppose I had to see for myself if the rumors were true.
I'm afraid they are, Tom. They are true.
About the school as well? I don't have a home to go to. They wouldn't really close Hogwarts, would they, Professor?
I understand, Tom. But I'm afraid Headmaster Dippet may have no choice.
Sir, if it all stopped, if the person responsible was caught...
Is there something you wish to tell me?
No, sir. Nothing.
Very well, then. Off you go.
Good night, sir.
Thank you.
Evening, Hagrid. I'm going to have to turn you in, Hagrid. I don't think you meant it to kill anyone, but...
You can't. You don't understand.
The dead girl's parents will be here tomorrow. The least Hogwarts can do is make sure the thing that killed their daughter is slaughtered.
It wasn't him. Aragog never killed no one. Never.
Monsters don't make good pets, Hagrid. Now stand aside.
No!
Stand aside, Hagrid.
No!
Sisam Aperio!
Arania Excellent! Aragog! Aragog!
I can't let you go. I'll have your wand for this, Hagrid. You'll be expelled.
Chamber of Secrets 50 years ago.
It can't be, Hagrid. It just can't be.
We don't even know this Tom Riddle. He sounds like a dirty, rotten snitch to me.
The monster had killed somebody, Ron. What would any of us have done?
Look, Hagrid's our friend. Why don't we just go and ask him about it?
That would be a cheerful visit. Hello, Hagrid. Tell us, have you been setting anything mad and hairy loose in the castle lately?
Mad and hairy? You wouldn't be talking about me, though, would you?
No.
What's that you've got, Hagrid?
Oh, it's flesh-eating slug repellent. For the mandrakes, you know. Now, according to Professor Sprout, they've still got a bit of grown-up to do. But once their acne's cleared up, we'll be able to chop them up and stew them, and then we'll get those people down at the hospital unpetrified. In the meantime, though, you three had best be looking after yourselves. All right? Hello, Neville.
Harry, I don't know who did it, but you better come. Come on. Be a Gryffindor. Nobody else knows our password. Unless it wasn't a student.
Whoever it was, they must have been looking for something.
And they found it. Tom Riddle's diary is gone.
All right, listen up. We play our game. Hufflepuff doesn't stand a chance. The stronger, quicker, and smarter.
And not to mention they're dead scared that Harry will petrify them if they fly anywhere near him.
Well, that too. Professor McGonagall.
This match has been cancelled.
We can't cancel Quidditch.
Silence, Wood. You and your teammates will go to Gryffindor Tower now. Potter, you and I will find Mr. Weasley. There's something the both of you have to see. I warn you, this could be a wee bit of a shock. Near the library, along with this. Does it mean anything to either of you? No.
Could I have your attention, please? Because of recent events, these new rules will be put into effect immediately. All students will return to their house common rooms by 6 o'clock every evening. All students will be escorted to each lesson by a teacher. No exceptions.
I should tell you this. Unless the culprit behind these attacks is caught, it is likely the school will be closed.
We've got to talk to Hagrid, Ron. I
can't believe it's him, but if he did set the monster loose last time, he'll know how to get inside the Chamber of Secrets. And that's a start.
But you heard McGonagall. We're not allowed to leave the tower except for Claws.
I think it's time to get my dad's old cloak out again.
Who's there? Hello? Hello?
What's that for?
Oh, nothing. I was expecting, it doesn't matter. Come on in. Just made a pot of tea.
Hagrid, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm all right.
Did you hear about Hermione?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, all right.
Look, we have to ask you something. Do you know who's opened the Chamber of Secrets?
What you have to understand about that is... Quick, under the cloak. Don't say a word, be quiet, both of you. Professor Dumbledore, sir.
Good evening, Hagrid. I wonder... Could we...
Of course, come in, come in.
That's Boss. His Fudge. Minister of Magic.
Bad business, Hagrid, very bad business. Had to come. 3 attacks on Muggleborn. Things have gone far enough. The Ministry's got to act.
But I never... No, you know I'm never Professor.
I want it understood, Cornelius. That Hagrid... has my full confidence.
Albus, look, Hagrid's record is against him. I've got to take him.
Take me? Take me where? Not Azkaban prison.
I'm afraid we have no choice, Hagrid.
Already here, Fudge. Lord.
What are you doing here? Get out of my house!
Believe me, I take absolutely no pleasure being inside your... Of course, a house. No, I sent a call at the school and was told the headmaster was here.
And what exactly is it that you want with me?
The other governors and I have decided it's time for you to step aside. This is an order of suspension. We'll find all 12 signatures on it. I'm afraid we feel you've rather lost your touch. We're up with all these attacks. There'll be no Muggleborns left at Hogwarts. I can only imagine what an awful loss that would be to the school.
You can't take Professor Dumbledore away. Take him away and the Muggleborns won't stand a chance. You mark my words, there'll be killings next.
You think so?
Calm yourself, Hagrid. If the governors desire my removal... I will, of course, step aside. However, you will find that help will always be given at Hogwarts to those who ask for it.
Admirable sentiments, shall we?
Come, Hagrid. Well?
If anybody was looking for some stuff, then all they'd have to do would be to follow the spiders. Yep, that'd lead them right. That's all I have to say.
Oh, and someone will need to feed Fang while I'm away.
Good boy.
Hagrid's right. Dumbledore gone. There'll be an attack a day. Look.
Come on. Come on, Fang. Come on.
What?
You heard what Hagrid said. Follow the spiders.
We're headed to the dark forest. Wait, spiders? Why couldn't it be follow the butterflies? I don't like this. Harry, I don't like this at all.
Shush.
Can we go back now?
Come on. Up at the school, there have been attacks. They think it's Hagrid. They think he opened the Chamber of Secrets, like before.
That's a lie. Hagrid never opened the Chamber of Secrets.
Then you're not the monster.
No. The monster was born in the castle. I came to Hagrid from a distant land, in the pocket of a traveler.
Shush. But if you're not the monster, then what did kill that girl 50 years ago?
We do not speak of it. It is an ancient creature we spiders fear above all others.
But have you seen it?
I never saw any part of the castle but the books in which Hagrid kept me. The girl was discovered in a bathroom. When I was accused, Hagrid brought me here.
Hagrid!
What? Well, thank you. We'll just go.
Go? I think not. My sons and daughters do not harm Hagrid upon my command. But I cannot deny them fresh meat when it wanders so willingly into our midst. Goodbye, friend of Hagrid.
Can we panic now?
No, he fell. One,
but it's not powerful enough for all of them.
Where's Hermione when you need her?
Out of there. Aronia, exit me.
Thanks for that.
Don't mention it. Kabam, I'll kill him. I mean, what was the point of sending us in there? What have we found out?
We know one thing. Hagrid never opened the Chamber of Secrets. He was innocent. You were here, Hermione. We need you. Now more than ever. What's that?
Ron. This is why Hermione was in the library the day she was attacked. Come on.
There are many fearsome beasts that roam our land. None is more deadly than the basilisk. Capable of living for hundreds of years, instant death awaits any who meet this giant serpent's eye. Spiders flee before it. Ron, this is it. The monster in the Chamber of Secrets is a basilisk. That's why I can hear it speak. It's a snake.
But if it kills by looking people in the eye, why is it no one's dead?
Because no one did look it in the eye. Not directly, at least. Colin saw it through his camera. Justin.
Well, Justin must have seen the basilisk through nearly Hedda's neck.
Nick got a full blast of it, but he's a ghost. He couldn't die again. And Hermione had the mirror. I bet you anything she was using it to look around corners, in case it came along.
And Mrs. Norris? I'm pretty sure she didn't have a camera or a mirror, Harry.
the water. There was water on the floor that night. She only saw the basilisk's reflection.
Spiders flee before it. It all fits.
But how's the basilisk been getting around? A dirty great snake. Someone would have seen it.
Hermione's answered that too.
Pipes? She's using the plumbing.
Remember what Aragog said about that girl 50 years ago? She died in a bathroom. What if she never left?
Only Myrtle.
All pupils are to return to their house dormitories at once. All teachers to the second floor corridor immediately.
As you can see, the heir of Slytherin has left another message. Our worst fear has been realized. A student has been taken by the monster into the chamber itself. The students must be sent home. I'm afraid this is the end of Hogwarts.
So sorry, dozed off. What have I missed?
A girl has been snatched by the monster lockout. Your moment has come at last.
My moment?
Weren't you saying just last night that you've known all along where the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets is?
That's settled. We'll leave you to deal with the monster, Gilderoy. Your skills, after all, are legend.
Very well. I'll just be in my office getting, getting ready.
Who is it that the monster's taken, Minerva? Ginny Weasley.
Will lie in the chamber forever. Ginny.
Lockhart may be useless, but he's going to try and get into the chamber. At least we can tell him what we know. Professor, we have some information for you.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, yes. Urgent call. Unavoidable. Gotta go.
What about my sister?
As to that, most unfortunate. No one regrets more than I.
You're the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. You can't go now.
Well, I must say, when I took the job, there was nothing in the job description about
You're running away? After all that stuff you did in your books?
Books can be misleading.
You wrote them.
My dear boy, do use your common sense. My books wouldn't have sold half as well if people didn't think I'd done all those things.
You're a fraud. You've just been taking credit for what other wizards have done.
Is there anything you can do?
Yes. Now you mention it. I'm rather gifted with memory charms. Otherwise, you see, all those wizards would have gone blabbing, and I'd never have sold another book. In fact, I'm going to have to do the same to you.
Don't even think about it.
Oh, who's there? Hello, Harry. What do you want?
To ask you how you died.
Oh, it was dreadful. It happened right here in this very cubicle. I didn't because Olive Hornby was teasing me about my glasses. I was crying. And then I heard somebody come in.
Who was it, Myrtle?
I don't know. I was distraught! But they said something funny, a kind of made-up language, and I realized it was a boy speaking, so I unlocked the door to tell him to go away, and I died.
Just like that? How?
I just remember seeing a pair of great big yellow eyes over there by that sink.
This is it, Ron.
I think this is the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets.
Say something. Harry, say something in parcel tongue.
Harry. Ah, good work. Well then, I'll just be, there's no need for me to stay.
Oh, yes there is.
You first.
Now, boys, what good will it do?
Better you than us.
But, obviously, yes. You sure you don't want to test it first?
No!
Really quite filthy down here.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, Harry. If you die down there, you're welcome to share my toilet.
Thanks, Myrtle. Any sign of movement, close your eyes straight away.
Go on.
This way.
What's this?
It looks like a snake.
It's a snake skin.
Bloody hell! Whoever shed this must be 60 feet long. Oh, no. Heart of a lion, this one.
The adventure ends here, boys. But don't fret. The world will know our story. How I was too late to save the girl. How you two tragically lost your minds at the sight of her mangled body. So... you first, Mr. Potter. Say goodbye to your memories.
Oblivion!
Who am I?
Flockhart's memory charm backfired. He hasn't got a clue who he is.
It's an odd sort of place, this, isn't it? Do you live here?
No.
Really?
What do I do now?
You wait here and try and shift some of this rock so we can get back through. I'll go on and find Ginny.
Okay.
Thank you. Daddy, please don't be dead. Wake up. Wake up. Please wake up.
She won't wake.
Tom. Tom Riddle. What do you mean she won't wake?
She's not. She's still alive. But only just.
Are you a ghost?
Her memory. Preserved in a diary for 50 years.
She's cold as ice. Ginny, please don't be dead. Wake up. You've got to help me, Tom. There's a basilisk.
It won't come until it's called.
Give me my wand, Tom.
You won't be needing it.
Listen, we've got to go. We've got to save her.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Harry. You see, as poor Ginny grows weaker, I grow stronger. Yes, Harry. It was Ginny Weasley who opened the Chamber of Secrets.
No, she couldn't. She wouldn't.
It was Ginny who set the basilisk on the mudbloods and Filch's cat. Ginny who wrote the threatening messages on the walls.
Why?
Because I told her to. You find I can be very persuasive. Not that she knew what she was doing. She was, shall we say, in a kind of trance. Still, the power of the diary began to scare her, and she tried to dispose of it in the girl's bathroom. And then, who should find it but you? The very person I was most anxious to meet.
But why did you want to meet me?
I knew I had to talk to you, meet you if I could. So I decided to show you my capture of that brainless oaf Hagrid, to gain your trust.
Hagrid's my friend! And you framed him, didn't you?
It was my word against Hagrid's. Only Dumbledore seemed to think he was innocent.
But Dumbledore saw right through you.
He certainly kept an annoyingly close watch on me after that. I knew it wouldn't be safe to open the chamber again while I was still at school, so I decided to leave behind a diary, preserving my 16-year-old self in its pages so that one day I would be able to lead another to finish Salazar Slytherin's noble work.
Well, you haven't finished it this time. In a few hours, the Mandrake draft will be ready, and everyone who is petrified will be all right again.
Haven't I told you? Killing mudbloods doesn't matter to me anymore. For many months now, my new target has been you. How is it that a baby with no extraordinary magical talent was able to defeat the greatest wizard of all time? How did you escape with nothing but a scar while Lord Voldemort's powers were destroyed?
Why do you care how I escaped? Voldemort was after your time.
Voldemort is my past, present, and future. Surely you didn't think I was going to keep my filthy muggle father's name. No. I fashioned myself a new name. A name I knew wizards everywhere would one day fear to speak when I became the greatest sorcerer in the world.
Albus Dumbledore is the greatest sorcerer in the world.
Dumbledore's been driven out of this castle by the mere memory of me.
He'll never be gone. Not as long as those who remain are loyal to him.
Dumbledore sends his great defender, a songbird and an old hat. Let's match the power of Lord Voldemort, heir of Salazar Slytherin, against the famous Harry Potter. Tongue won't save you now, Potter. It only obeys me.
Yes.
bird may have blinded the basilisk, but it can still hear you. The process is nearly complete. In a few minutes, Ginny Weasley will be dead, and I will cease to be a memory. Lord Voldemort will return. Very much alive.
Ginny.
Remarkable, isn't it? How quickly the venom of the basilisk penetrates the body. I guess you have little more than a minute to live. You'll be with your dear mudblood mother soon, Harry. Funny, the damage a silly little book can do, especially in the hands of a silly little girl. What are you doing? No!
Oh.
was me. But I swear, I didn't mean to. Riddle made me. And... Harry, you're hurt.
Don't worry. Ginny, you need to get yourself out. Follow the chamber and you'll find Ron. You were brilliant, Fox. I just wasn't quick enough.
Of course, that in the past few hours you have broken perhaps a dozen school rules.
Yes, sir.
And there is sufficient evidence to have you both expelled.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Therefore, it is only fitting that you both receive special awards for services to the school.
Thanks, sir.
And now, Mr. Weasley, if you would, have an owl deliver these release papers to Azkaban. I believe we want our gamekeeper back. Harry. First, I want to thank you, Harry. You must have shown me real loyalty down in the chamber. Nothing but that could have called Fawkes to you. And, second, I sense that something is troubling you. Am I right, Harry?
It's just... You see, sir, I couldn't help but notice certain things, certain similarities between Tom Riddle and me.
I see. Well, you can speak... Parcel tongue, Harry. Why? Because Lord Voldemort can speak parcel tongue. If I'm not mistaken, Harry, he transferred some of his powers to you the night he gave you that scar.
Voldemort transferred some of his powers to me?
Not intentionally. But yes.
So the sorting hat was right. I should be in Slytherin.
It's true, Harry. You possess many of the qualities that Voldemort himself prizes. Determination, resourcefulness, and if I may say so, a certain disregard for the rules. Why then did the sorting hat place you in Gryffindor?
Because I asked it to.
Exactly, Harry, exactly. Which makes you different from Voldemort. It is not our abilities that show what we truly are. It is our choices. If you want proof why you belong in Gryffindor, then I suggest you look more closely at this.
Godric Gryffindor.
It would take a true Gryffindor to pull that out of the hat.
Dobby. So this is your master. The family you serve is the Malfoys.
I'll deal with you later.
Mm-hmm.
out of my way. Potter. So, it's true. You have returned.
When the governors learned that Arthur Weasley's daughter was taken into the chamber, they saw fit to summon me back.
Ridiculous.
Curiously, Lucius, several of them were under the impression that you would curse their family if they did not agree to suspend me in the first place.
How dare you?
Beg your pardon.
My sole concern has always been and will always be the welfare of this school and, of course, its students. The culprit has been identified, I presume?
Oh, yes.
And? Who was it?
Voldemort.
Ah.
Only this time he chose to act through somebody else. By means of this.
I see.
Fortunately, our young Mr. Potter discovered it. One hopes that no more of Lord Voldemort's old school things should find their way into innocent hands. The consequences for the one responsible would be severe.
Well, let us hope that Mr. Potter will always be around to save the day.
Don't worry. I will be.
Dumbledore. Come, Dobby. We're leaving.
I have something of yours.
Mine? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do, sir. I think you slipped the diary into Ginny Weasley's cauldron that day at Diagon Alley.
You do? Do you?
Dobby, a shock.
What? I didn't...
Master has presented Dobby with clothes. Dobby is free.
You lost me my servant!
You shall not harm Harry Potter!
Your parents were meddlesome fools, too. Mark my words, Potter. One day soon, you are going to meet the same sticky end.
Harry Potter freed Dobby. How can Dobby ever repay him?
Just promise me something.
Anything, sir.
Never try to save my life again.
Welcome back, Sir Nicholas.
Thank you.
Good evening, Sir Nicholas.
Good evening.
Good to see you, Sir Nicholas.
Thank you. Hello! Hermione, welcome back.
Thanks, Sir Nicholas.
Well, welcome back, Hermione.
Good to be back. Congratulations, I can't believe you solved it.
Well, we had loads of help from you. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks.
Could I have your attention, please?
Before we begin the feast, let us have a round of applause for Professor Sprout, Madam Pomfrey, whose mandrake juice has been so successfully administered to all who had been petrified. Also, in light of the recent events, as a school treat, all exams have been cancelled.
Sorry I'm late.
The owl that delivered my release papers got all lost and confused. Some ruddy bird called Errol.
Well, I'd just like to say that if it hadn't been for you, Harry, and Ron, and Hermione, of course. And I would, I'd still be you nowhere, so I'd just like to say thanks.
No Hogwarts without you, Hagrid.